Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
720 WGN, Chicago's afternoon news. John Hanson here for Steve Bertrand, taking you up till 7 o'clock. Forgot to mention that we got Grace Ulch and we got Brendan Rook doing a great job behind the glass producing as well here on this December 27th. Okay, so Omicron has really thrown things for a loop. I think a lot of people felt pretty good about where we were, maybe even just a couple weeks ago, and now things are a little bit different. So here to help us navigate that a little bit is Dr. Lori Post, who, of course, joins us from Northwestern Medicine, the Director of Institute for Public Health and Medicine. Dr. Post, thanks for hopping on with us here today.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, I wanted to ask, you know, without trying to worry anyone, because I know you guys do such a great job at Northwestern and the other hospitals doing their best, how is everyone on staffing? Because I've just heard from people that, like any profession, there's just a lot of folks that maybe are asymptomatic or they have mild symptoms, but they've tested positive in the hospital systems. And, you know, that certainly puts a strain on the system a bit.
Yeah, right now we are experiencing like peak numbers of people showing up to the hospital for healthcare for treatment for COVID.
The peak numbers since the beginning of the pandemic?
Yeah. Some states are definitely up. There's like, 15 states are at their all-time high, their two-year high over the last 2 years.
What about
15 out of 50 states?
What about nurses and doctors? Are they still doing okay? Or I imagine just like everyone else, there are some breakthrough cases there.
Yeah, of course there's breakthrough cases. And also we have a massive shortage of nurses as well, too, because I think it's just happening in general across America because they're so burned out and just, you know, we're getting hit with, you know, outbreak after outbreak, and I think it's hard to retain nurses. They're just burned out. So anyways, it's not just specific to Illinois or my health system.
I've been hearing from a lot of people that say, well, look, there's a lot of breakthrough cases. There are vaccinated people that are ending up in the hospital. And I do try and return to them, and I'd rather have an expert tell them that yes, there, of course, there are breakthrough cases, and of course, there are serious breakthrough cases as well.
There are.
But it's still less than the unvaccinated, if I'm not mistaken. And also, we are in a population in this area that is like 75% vaccinated. So, of course, you're going to see, you know, a fair amount of breakthrough cases in the area. But if you compare it to the per capita numbers of unvaccinated, boy, I've gone down a statistician line. Why don't you just tell us, Dr. Post, what you're seeing from vaccinated or unvaccinated folks?
Okay, so Illinois has only got 63.9% of people that live in Illinois are fully vaccinated. And so that means like, you know, about a little more than 35% are not vaccinated, and a population of 10 million people, that's a lot of people that are not vaccinated. And so the most vaccinated state that we have is Vermont at 76.9%, and their population is 648,000 people. And so if you look at the 25% that are not vaccinated, that's 150,000 people. That's too many people sitting around in, you know, pools of unvaccinated people who are susceptible to Omicron or to a SARS-CoV-2 in general.
What's your worry here for the next couple of weeks?
Well, I mean, ongoing is that we could put an end to this. We know it causes COVID. We know it causes SARS-CoV-2 to transmit, and that's, you know, like interacting with people, and it's not being vaccinated, and it's not wearing a mask in public around other places and not social distancing. We can stop this the second we want to stop it. And so my biggest worry is that people are thinking about, you know, this is my, you know, civil right not to get vaccinated, but think about the good that you do for your whole state. That's what I'm worried about. I think that we need to stop thinking about ourselves and start thinking about our communities. And so if you get a vaccine, you reduce your personal risk of catching COVID. You reduce your personal risk of having adverse outcomes. However, with all the unvaccinated people, it doesn't affect the public health of the whole state. And so everybody needs to be vaccinated, or at least 90 to 95% to create herd immunity.
That message is loud and clear. Sometimes I feel like we do preach to the choir a lot. A lot of our listeners are vaccinated and they are boosted. And everyone that I gathered with at the holidays, which wasn't a large group, was vaccinated, was boosted. But it was a nice day. So we actually, on Christmas Eve, tried to stay outside where we could. How vigilant do the vaxxed and boosted folks still need to be right now?
Well, here's the thing. thing is that Omicron is kind of a little bit of a game changer in that, you know, before when it was a Delta outbreak and I was, you know, vaccinated and boosted, I wasn't so worried about catching SARS-CoV-2. But now we see a lot more breakthrough cases of people who are both vaccinated or previously infected. So now, I mean, back to really being more vigilant of, you know, with social distancing, masking, and staying away from groups of people that may not be vaccinated because you don't know who is. And obviously, it's a big problem because so many people called in sick that we're canceling thousands of flights every day in America.
Yeah. I just, you know, it's interesting because you bring that up. And I had a lot of people on my social media, and I think we had people even calling in when we were on the air on Friday, that were completely, that were asymptomatic. And decided to get a test because they were going to see family members. And wham, bam, they are positive. They're vaxxed and boosted, so they don't feel anything. So that's great. But then they also missed out on going to spend time with friends and family because they did what they thought was the responsible thing. How do you, like, balance those two things? Like, should I feel fine, but, you know, I'm around other people. Should I be getting – and we wear masks here at WGN when we're not right on the microphone, but should everyone be getting tested? Like, I think that's, like, a hard line to follow.
I think that if you're going to be in a public place interacting publicly, I think it's a good idea to get vaccinated or to, you know, not only be vaccinated, but to be tested. Like, you know, like if you're going to a place and you're around people in public, something like once a week is not so awful.
Right.
And that way you can create pods or bubbles of, you know, vaccinated people that are safe to be around.
Yeah.
And then withdraw people who, you know, develop the SARS-CoV-2 infection.
I wish I could find tests more readily available right now. That certainly has been the problem, I imagine, in the coming weeks. Have you heard anything that might be, that might ease up a little bit over the coming weeks, or just as people are traveling less?
No, people are traveling at record rates right now. There's just a lot of them didn't catch flights, and, you know, there's still people traveling and interacting. It's really hard to find those tests the take-home tests, you know, but still, there are a lot. It's easier to get like a PCR test. So contact your healthcare provider and ask them to approve you for a PCR test, which is more accurate. It maybe takes a day to get the results, but it's worth it. And to find out, you know, it should be an ongoing thing. There's countries like South Korea where they have ongoing testing all the time across the pandemic, and they've had some pretty good luck at controlling the outbreaks.
I was talking with a friend who I hadn't chatted with in a while, and I learned that he was vaccinated, and then he got beta, and he got Delta as well. And he's just as worried about everyone else. But a lot of people on the other side say, well, I got COVID, I'm okay. And we have a texter from the 779 wondering, natural immunity is better than a vaccine, isn't it? Do we know?
No. I don't know that that's true at all, especially the variants are changing, too. So we know that, you know, Omicron is able to infect, you know, higher rates of people that are already infected before, already vaccinated. So I think that the jury is still out on that one. So every new variant, it's a new thing. You have to look at, you know, what's more effective. But having had, you know, SARS-CoV-2 doesn't mean you shouldn't get vaccinated. You should still go get your vaccinations and get your booster. And then you're way ahead of everybody else.
Just before you came on the air, so if you haven't read this, totally pass on it. But I saw the CDC changing their guidelines that if you are asymptomatic after 5 days, you can continue or you can break isolation as long as you are wearing a mask. We've been hearing that this Omicron perhaps may be more mild. Do you subscribe to that, or are you someone that still wants to see much more data and see how it interacts with people in the United States?
Yeah, so basically, we, you know, most of the data that says that it's, you know, less dangerous is when they're, you know, we took the first countries that had outbreaks, which were in sub-Saharan Africa. And so we don't know that it will play out in the same way in this environment, like in America or in Illinois or in this, you know, type of population. And the other thing to remember also, America is much older population than most countries in sub-Saharan Africa. If you have average life expectancy in your 50s, you're not going to grow old enough to have the adverse outcome. So you have to look at it within your particular country to know for sure.
Yeah, obviously each country is different. Some more vaccinated than others. Some have more comorbidities than others. There's a lot of things at play. So we'll continue to watch and wait. But Dr. Post, we're out of time. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.